In the holy name of Jesus, amen. From the womb to the tomb, our life in this world is one long journey. We journey together in the wild, the crazy, chaotic wilderness of this world. We journey together, looking for, longing for, hoping and praying that we might find a home, a place we belong. So we journey together back to Eden. We in the flesh journey together like Hansel and Gretel, though, wandering ourselves further and further away from home, lost in the deep woods, with the candy house of the pleasures of this world enticing us inside, only to be caged up by the witch, the devil, and to be thrown into the oven of hell. Journeying by ourselves, we alone walk away from God. We are hostile to God, and we walk away from our neighbor also. We ourselves would walk right out of the door, only to be snatched away. This week we have packed our bags, we have packed our tents, and we have begun to journey again. Down the Mount of Transfiguration, through the ash heap of Wednesday, with our faces set toward Jerusalem. We have entered into the violet days of Lent. These days are violet because violet is the color of royalty, but even more so, it is the color of repentance. Lenten violet is the color of almsgiving, of prayer, and of fasting. And so for the church, this penitential purple push is what we call the Christian life. Nothing new, only focused. For the church, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, "Repent," he willed the entire life of the believer to be one of repentance. The Christian life is that lifelong journey with Jesus and with one another as the body of Christ in repentance. It is the journey where Jesus moves us from darkness to light, from sin to forgiveness, from death to life. It is a journey that he starts in us in the womb of the church, in your baptism, where he marks you with his own holy name, making that name your own. It is a journey that Jesus finishes for us and calls us to completion when he brings us to our final sleep and calls us to be with him in heaven. It is a journey that we make with Jesus, but we make it with one another, our brothers and sisters in Christ. For we together are the sick, sin-filled children of a merciful and loving Father who has given his only Son for our sickness, for our sin. Today's reading shows us the internal struggle of the flesh, the sarx, inside of every single one of us, and of the spirit, the pneuma. It is that Mad Max style of road battle waged between the flesh and the spirit as they try to journey together, which they cannot in concord. Today is a refresher, a reminder of that important distinction of seeing the difference between the works of the flesh, living in the flesh and living in the spirit. Our sinful flesh is against us, for we are sinners. We cannot keep the law of God even on our best days, and at our worst, we don't even want to. And so your flesh kills you. And in the flesh, under the condemnation of the law, it says that you cannot keep it and you ought to go to hell. But the Spirit of God that dwells in you, that gifts you, that is the gospel, and that is for you because Jesus is for you. For there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of God, that good news of the gospel, enlivens you and makes you new and alive. The Spirit of God forgives you and says you ought to go to heaven, not for your own sake, but for the sake of Christ. You in your flesh cannot hope to keep the law's demands. You are born crippled by sin and now wallow in that from womb to tomb. You are already born marked by death. And if we learned anything from yesterday, it was that as dust and ash by itself does only one thing well, it dies. But God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, cannot do. And how has he done that? By giving us more or new laws? Absolutely not. By some sort of karmic justice that leaves you wondering about your state of salvation? No. By saying, it's okay, you don't have to worry about that anymore. No. Instead, by sending his own son into the likeness of our sinful flesh, for sin he has condemned sin in the flesh. God our Father has sent his son, his only son, to take on our own flesh in embodied and full-blasted love. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus walked the walk and talked the talk. Jesus journeys with us, even walking with us in our sin, in our own flesh and our death, which he makes his own and conquers that. Jesus journeys with us by speaking the sweet news of the gospel, the words of forgiveness into our ears, and giving us the promise of everlasting life, where flesh and spirit dwell together in peace. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus from the dead will also give you life in your mortal bodies, through his spirit that now dwells in you. The journey in this world is not easy. Lent is not easy. And the journey is not always fun either. But we journey together with Jesus in the lead to guide us, to guard us, to carry us all the way through. So as Christ walks before us, and walks us back home to Eden through the wilderness of this world, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sits at the right hand of the throne of God. A holy Lent to you all. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.